Joining us now on the Maple Toyota Hotline, here's Ray Ferraro. Obviously, the Leafs are in a tough spot. They're not playing well. I think they're 9-9-2 in their last 20 games. Kyle Dubas, though, I mean, as a rookie GM, he's never been in this situation where his team is slumping and the whole fan base is kind of freaking out. What do you expect out of Dubas?
Well, nothing about him says to me anyway that he's going to make a rash move or make a panic move or make a move that's a sideways move. He strikes me as very methodical and, they'll look to improve their team when they can. If there's one thing this stretch has done for the Leafs, and I think there is a chance that this becomes somewhat of a turning point for them, it's that it exposes weaknesses that might otherwise have been hidden when they were rolling over top of everybody. How many times, guys, did we say, yeah, they didn't play very good, but it doesn't really matter, they won anyway? We said that a lot in the first, 30 games of the season. And now, some of those warts are starting to show. And what are the warts, really? But look at their forwards right now. So you've got Lindholm, who's got one goal this year. You've got the GOAT, who's not going to score. Now you've got Connor Brown, who's got four goals. One of them was that empty netter that he pushed in from the goal line in Dallas. One was a deflection off a Hainsey shot in Jersey. So that's three. You've got Nylander's got one goal in 20 games. And you got Patrick Marleau, who is looking every bit of 40. That's five of your 12 forwards.
That's crazy to think you're talking like that, Ray, after at the beginning of the season.
Yep.
We were talking about depth.
Yeah, that seemed like 100 years ago. But now you've got five guys in your lineup that don't give you anything offensively at the moment. And Kadri's had his in and outs. It's been a difficult year for him. So if you sort of kind of include him in that group, that's half of your forwards. And then that doesn't even get to the defense, which we've talked about for 2 years. So I think this stretch enlightens or exposes where the weaknesses are. And if they're going to be a good team, which we all thought they were at the beginning of the year and probably all still think they're going to be, that kind of spotlights where the moves need to be.
Well, I think you're right. I mean, you look up front, and there's a lot of different players you can point to. But for me, you know, it's going to begin and end with your best player. And maybe there's some debate now in terms of who the best player is. We'll get to that in a moment. But coming into the season, I think it was unanimously accepted that Austin Matthews is the man. Mm-hmm. He's the guy. As good as Tavares, Marner, Nylander, Kadri are, this is his team. And he has just not been himself for quite some time.
Since coming back from that injury.
Yeah. I mean, he's shown up in some games and had some big goals and stuff like that. It's not like he's awful. You know, he's above average, clearly. But he's got the capabilities, and we've all seen it, of being a top 5 or 10 player in the world. I mean, we've all seen it. And he's just not there. And, you know, he's been inconsistent to the point now where at practice today, Babcock has put Marner on his wing, which I can understand, and I think I understand the logic behind that move from Babcock, but it kind of says something about how Matthews is not in a position right now to be a guy that you can just push aside and say, oh, he's going to dominate, like you expect out of McDavid and Crosby, and Ovi's going to score his goals. Like, their coaches never worry about their players. Babcock, I think, is understandably a bit worried about Austin Matthews.
Oh, well, and it's there to see. You know, there's been not that he's the most aggressive player, right? Like, he's not running all over the place. But there's almost, not just with him, but it's like every game is a search. Like, they're not aggressive on the puck. They're not. A couple of games ago, I forget who it was, he got his helmet knocked off, and he went into this frenzy for about 20 seconds. And I was like, that's what he looks like when he's on top of his game. Do you remember he came out of the corner?
Yep.
He didn't have his helmet on, and he was like, he was possessed. And there's not been enough engagement from the Leafs in general, and of course, we're talking about Matthews now, but in general, I think that's been an issue for them. Now, the guys you mentioned before, McDavid would score points, with two stumps on his wing. Crosby and Ovechkin are veterans, and they've both gone through long stretches at various times in their career where they've struggled like this too. And you've got to keep grinding and digging away. But it is interesting that the way forward is with Marner. Because remember, that's how they sold Tavares. One of the things was he wanted to play with Marner. And now with Nylander not producing anything, you don't have another creative winger to play with him. There's not one other guy that could even be in the ballpark with Nylander not going. It's Matthews. It's not Kapanen. He does it with his legs, right? He's not going to be making great plays with the puck like Nylander can and like Marner is every night. So you get into we got to try this now. And it does seem like a search again for Toronto.
Well, we've done a pretty good job of trying to avoid the business of the summer in terms of contracts and all that. But how much value do you place in terms of the dollar amounts and the comparisons within the team when Babcock, is effectively saying, hey, Matthews, you're promoted to Marner's line. That's kind of what he said today. He's like, Marner plays against the best players, so you better be good away from the puck. Almost talking about Matthews as if he's like a call-up or something. And, I don't think it's a surprise based on their play. It's merited.
Don't think he was talking like that, Brian. I think he was just saying, as for right now, this guy's the best player in our team, and he's getting the best matchups.
Well, I mean, yes, I agree. But Marner's got to feel pretty good about himself.
He should.
Like the coach is saying, you're the guy. That's how I read it. How did you read it, Ray?
Yeah, I think Noodle said he should. He's been the best player from the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
And, when Anderson got hurt, maybe that took him out of the best player. And that doesn't get to Tavares' 30 goals, which is, a phenomenal total he's got already. But to me, Marner's been the best guy, and he should feel damn good about his game. Because there's every night, it's like every night, he does something that makes you realize what his value is to the team.
I agree. And you're right. If we had to do a top three for the Leafs this year, Anderson got hurt. So it's Marner, Tavares, and Anderson for me. And Riley deserves. Riley has to be in there somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, because he's been more healthy than Anderson. But it's no slight.
Well, but they've been brilliant. That's looking in the rear view. Let's apply that to the future. The old hypothetical Kessel or Crosby when he came back from a concussion.
Oh, boy.
Here we go.
What was that argument again?
It doesn't matter. It's irrelevant. Let's not get off track. No, I'll tell you later.
Yeah.
But who are you taking if you got, for the rest of the season? You're picking one guy who you're like, on this team, I need on this team.
It's very simple. It's Mitch Marner.
Is it Marner?
Yeah.
See, I think
Freddie out of it, okay?
Yeah, to me,
there's actually no other answer. There's no other answer.
Well, I think Austin would deserve that. He should deserve. He's the centerman. He's the stronger player defensively.
No, but we're
all
just going on production performance.
Yeah, but you're saying
forget
moving
about
forward.
Position. Yeah. Just who is it?
Just the rest of this season, up until July 1st. If Mitch you're building a team, who are you taking?
Mitch
right
hasn't
now?
Done anything to hurt my opinion, but I think Austin is, the super elite. Like, I think there was a time where you guys wouldn't trade him for McDavid. Like, that wasn't that long ago.
Don't let me in on that. I never said that, but I hear you. I understand that. Well, it is a little.
On recency bias and what's been happening.
Well, Mitch deserves a lot of love.
There's been injuries. I'm just dealing with what I'm seeing on the ice.
Yeah.
And to me, it's not even close.
Ray?
I can't even believe that I would be at this point, but it is Marner right now.
Yeah, he's been great.
But they cannot win without Matthews.
Exactly.
They cannot win anything unless Matthews shakes these doldrums. And he will.
Yeah.
But they cannot. It's not possible for them to win with an unproductive Austin Matthews.
That's right.
And Ray, we've all played. Same thing. We've all played with guys who've gone through this. Ray, I'm sure you went through it. I'm sure you went through stretches where you didn't score.
Oh, yeah.
All I could think of is a Ginla. Like, again, I'm sure went through 12, one goal in 12, one goal in 13.
Yeah, Jerome used to start slow a lot of years, too, but he'd end up with 50.
And the headline would be in Calgary. I could see it all the time. You know, Calgary's son, what's wrong with Jerome? Should we trade Jerome? Like, it was always that.
I would have to beg Ronnie Francis, like, just say, tonight I need that empty netter that's a slam dunk. Like, no look, like, backdoor play. Where I don't have to think because I can't do anything right now. I don't want to touch the puck. I don't want to carry the puck. I just need an empty netter.
Yeah.
Well. Oh, man, there's sometimes that it's like you were shooting it into a thimble. And you're like, I don't have a chance, man. I've got one hockey card where I've got a full beard. And I hadn't scored for a couple of games. And I said, I'm not going to shave again until I score. Full beard, and they took a hockey card. 18 games.
Wow.
I was like, man, if I don't score pretty soon, man, I'm going to have this thing dragging on the ice.
No kidding.
I suck.
Sorry, Ray, I agree. I think the Leafs, as much as Marner's been brilliant and should be in every conversation for the best player on this team, and that, I agree that for the Leafs to have success, it has to flow through Austin because that's what creates the depth. If not, then you're a one-line team. Because, Ray, you just pointed out, like, Kadri's out of sorts. You know, he's a guy who, he's hit some posts and stuff, but to me, it hasn't been consistent enough, and he needs to be more invested. And, Mike, that's up to the coach to get him more invested,
well,
too.
Would you ever think about doing, get him involved on left wing somehow with, a top line and just...
I think that's a good question, though, is the role of Babcock. How responsible is he for the players not performing?
Well, can I answer quickly? Then?
Yeah, go ahead.
So, I get if they don't earn the ice time, you don't put them out there. But there may be some night where you just have to run Austin 21 minutes or run Kadri 18 or something. Like, you have to take a look at the big picture. And now
he
they have to earn
seem
it.
To do that, James.
But when you're saying, that's always said, well, there's an embarrassment of riches. Well, then weed out some of the guys who aren't playing and run guys that are going and
I
show
hear that.
A guy.
An example of last night, you couldn't front load two lines and dominate that game and win that hockey game. Instead of after a goal, there was like Freddie Goat wheeling around.
You know, you've got Matthew, or you're not happy with Nylander, so you play him with Lindholm and the Goat.
Right.
What is he going to do there? and I know he's played terribly. I get it. There was a stretch my buddy Rick Lee decided he was so pissed at me that he played me for about a month with Dave Semenko and Shane Cherla. Nobody could pick up gloves faster than me by the end of that month. That's all they, because that's what those guys did. And I'm like, how is this supposed to make me play better? Like, how is that going to spur William Nylander to play better? It won't. This is wrong for a lot of reasons. The only solution is for Nylander to get going. I'm sure he thinks he's doing everything he can, but I'll tell you, when I watch him, I can't remember more than one or two times where he's just taken off down the right wing and scared the hell out of the D with his speed.
No, he's not in shape. He's not in game shape.
He's not doing it. And until he does, playing with the GOAT is not going to make him play that way. And I hate saying that because I don't want to be disrespectful to this kid. But that's not what Nylander is about. If he's going to play and you're going to pay him $7 million, you have to push him to be productive. And that is, you're going to go out there and you're going to play, and if you don't score, you're going to be embarrassed, but I'm not hiding you. Get going. Like, put the accountability on the player. Because it's not going to work banging it around and chipping it off the glass. That doesn't do anything. I've been there, and I'm telling you, it doesn't work.
I know how that sounded, Ray. Ray, Shane, and Dave, you're up.
Ricky Lee, you're up.
Ray, Shane, and Dave, you're up.
Isn't it the other speech where he goes, power play videos in the other room, and it's the first period from the game before?
Guys, the power play videos in the other room, in the video room, if you want to check it out, go ahead.
It's amazing the Leafs couldn't get over the hump.
The other one might have been, you three guys go. Oh, thanks, Rick.
Ray, Shane, and Dave, you're up. He thought he was so funny, Ray. We were doing the skills competition, and me and Eric Lindros somehow got picked for the fastest skater. And Ricky Lee waltzed up to the board, and he erased the S, and he put another T, fattest skater. He looked back, and he was like, ha, 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 ha.
One game, we didn't get a shift into the middle of the second period. We were matching lines against Minnesota. Whoever their fourth line was never played.
Wow.
So finally they go out on the ice, and so he taps us. Because Willie Plett was on their fourth line. He was a giant for people that don't know. Super tough. And so as we're skating out there, Dave Semenko goes, oh, yeah, see those fans on the other side of the ice? And I go, yeah. He goes, they think we've been sitting there because we won a contest and got to dress up with the Whalers tonight.
Ray, Shane, and Dave, you're down.
Willie Plett was an animal. I love that guy.
Oh, my God, was he big. You know what happened? I won the draw. The puck went to the point. Somebody shot it. The goalie made the save. I shot it in the net. And as we're in the celebration thing, Dave Semenko, the late Dave, great, hilarious guy, goes, that's not going to help us any.
Jesus, I don't even know if this is real, but apparently Edmonton has re-signed this Koskinen kid to like a 3-year deal. It's like,
well, we don't have time to get into Edmonton right now. We will get into Edmonton. There's too much going on in Toronto, but we'll try to corroborate that report. I saw that as well. I guess that means maybe Camp Talbot's.
Yeah, I'd get that Talbot out of there.
Well, after last night again, I mean, it was brutal. But anyway.
I'm going into Edmonton. I got the game there tomorrow for NBC against Detroit, so I'm sure it's all giggles around there right now.
Oh, it'll be outstanding. Yeah,
be good.
Find out what's going on there.
I didn't get an update. Why? How did it go?
Well, I've been avoiding it. I feel
went
shame,
way
buddy.
Over 1,400 steps.
No, 1,200 steps, man. It's impossible, right? It's. I don't know if you're assigned.
Remember when you laughed at me? I said 2,000, and you're like, no, I'll be in the hundreds.
I honestly thought I could. I can't even tell you how much shame I feel. I feel like I've let so many people down because by the time I got downstairs, breakfast, coffee on the couch, I'm up to like 200 steps already. You know. So, and I had to shovel because I was too lazy to shovel on Saturday. I couldn't be that lazy on Sunday.
Well,
I don't know. I could have pulled it off, but I disappointed you. I understand. I can hear it in your voice.
I was so confident.
It's impossible. It's like that Seinfeld episode with Kramer and Newman in the cans and the state of Michigan. It's impossible. You can't pull it off. I don't know how people finish with 46 steps. It's not possible. So I'll try it again down the road. I'll regain your trust.
I think there'll be another day where you can wrap this up or wind this up again.
It won't be long, believe me. I'll give it another crack. I'm no longer a rookie. So I'll let you know.
I think you got to stay in your room and have all your supplies there Saturday.
Yes.
And not even move out of your room.
Well, I suggested a hotel room. That might be the move. Rent a hotel room. Right?
Yeah, because then you got room service.
Bathroom right there. It's perfect.
You could put the chain on the door so that you don't even have to get out of bed. You tell the room service guy, just knock and come on in.
Mm-hmm. Perfect setup. That's my next move. So I just need a free weekend, which I don't know if I'll ever get again because my wife has been asking me why I'm so lazy and didn't do anything around the house. So
now, how old's your daughter?
She's 3 now.
You got another 15 years, you'll get another weekend. It'll be great.
Yeah, somewhere around 2035, I'll be good. Yeah. I'll give it another shot. We'll still be doing this segment, so I look forward to that.
Oh, can't wait.
All right, buddy.
Later on, boys. Have a good day.
There's Ray Ferraro, TSN hockey analyst, joining us here on the Maple Toyota Hotline.